Got an opinion?
Yeah, I want to talk about.
Give us a call.
Will you please hang up and try your call.
533-5976.
Oh my God.
That's 533-KXRO.
5 and 9, sponsored by A1 Roofing. And we encourage you to call for your free estimate at 532-7335. Sounds you're hearing are from an album called Stargazer, A Guide to Skywatching, and some marvelous music created by a longtime friend and former radio associate.
That's right.
Emphasis on longtime friend.
Longtime friend. You, in fact, I was talking to my wife before I left the house. You sold me my wedding ring.
Well, now that goes back. Well, put that back on. I never take my ring off.
You sold me my wedding ring back when I worked here at KXRO.
Yeah. Well, that does go back a while.
Long time.
Was it a good experience? Was it a nice...
Working at KXRO?
Well, no. The transaction of the wedding ring.
That was great.
Was it really...
Yeah, that was great. KXRO. Now, that was another... No, I'm just joking. It was great. I had such a great time here. It was fun.
Well, Rick Moyer, you've created some beautiful music. I know you've always had a taste for music, but let's bring us up to date about where Rick Moyer is from, what he's been doing.
Well, I'm a long time Harborite. I was born and bred here. I tell everybody, you know, of course, the standard, I don't tan, I rust.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
That's the kind
most
of the standard
of us,
thing.
Yeah.
But I've been here all my life. Grew up out the East Hoquiam Road.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the 4-H club out there, the East Hoquiam Roadrunners. Yes.
Yes.
I'm a grizzly by nature, and graduated from Hoquiam High School back in 84.
It happens in the best
of
hands.
That's okay. We'll forgive you for
that. That's all right. That's all right. Go Grizzlies.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, for years, I've been involved in music and drama, things like that. You know, as you guys probably know, I became a pastor.
Yes.
That was not planned. You know, those kind of things just kind of happen to you, and kind of had a spiritual awakening back in 85.
Sure.
I did that for a long time. I was a youth pastor for a long time, had hundreds of kids coming to our youth group, did all sorts of stuff. But then last January, I retired from ministry, per se, and went into trying to get out to an international audience. And I experienced something called podcasting. And for people that don't know what podcasting is, it is digital, on-demand information that you can get on your portable MP3 device. At the touch of a button on your computer, you can get whatever, any kind of information you desire. It's out there.
Yeah.
And I thought, wouldn't it be cool, instead of speaking to 200 people a week, what if I could speak to 2,000, 200,000, maybe 2 million a week? What would that be like? Oh, can you really do that from Aberdeen? Guess what? You can. Since January, I've been doing a podcast every week consistently, and we went from 2 or 3 listeners to we have thousands of listeners every month now.
How do you know that?
That was my next question.
The beauty of the internet.
Yeah.
It tracks everything. Do you know, I know where they listen from, how long they stay on what page of my website, which programs they download and how many of them. And if I was really smart, which I'm not, I could actually trace right down to the very computer that it was downloaded on.
Boy.
Wow. Well,
now that's demographic.
Forget Rick Moyer.
Research.
Big Brother has joined us here on the show tonight.
It's true.
That's pretty exciting stuff, though, wow, I mean, I guess the world is
your stage.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And so what I tried to do is I called my program Take Him With You, because I thought it would be really cool if I could do a spiritual program that wasn't necessarily religious. And by that, I mean all of us have probably experienced like the stuffiness of religious type of things where everything's proper and prim, you know, and all this stuff. And I actually kind of went off the map and do it completely conversational, like I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sci-fi buff, and I like TV and movies and stuff. So I talk about entertainment. I talk about what I'm doing with the kids, what's going on with my family. Mm-hmm. I talk about nerdy stuff like my iPod Touch and my computer stuff and my DVR and all this stuff. And one guy suggested to me, he is an avid watcher of the NASA channel, and he said, Rick, I've heard some of your music because I do these parody songs. I put Star Trek lyrics to popular hits. And Wow.
Yeah, well, we have more questions about that too later, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, this guy said, "Look, you have this awesome talent, dude. You need to get out there with something of your music." Because I did these scores behind audio dramas when people are reading the stuff they've written over the. I put the music under it, and all these people are inspired by it. And he said, "Hey, you sound better than some of the things I hear on the NASA channel. You need to do something." And I laughed at him at first. But then all these people on a forum I was on said, "You know what? You do sound really – you should do something. You love this stuff." So I go outside when it's summertime. Most of the time in the winter I stay inside, obviously, because we live around here. But I go out and I lay on the trampoline with my daughter, and we'll look up at the stars all the time. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to be able to put your earphones on and just be enveloped in this cool stereophonic type of music that just kind of launched you out into the stars as you look at them, because you feel like you're floating there anyway.
That was your inspiration?
That was my inspiration. And so therefore, there we go.
Stargazer.
Yeah, Stargazer emerged, and I put it out on a CD, and I even got it on iTunes. And the funny part is I have reviews from all over the world, from Australia, from England, from Texas, from New York, Michigan. All these people are downloading it and listening to it and really digging it. And it's just a very unique type of thing. It's fun.
Now, are you selling this?
I am selling it.
From working at home, you have to, you know, generate some revenue.
That's kind of an interesting thing. When you retire from working full-time at an office and everything, and then all of a sudden you got to go, oh, now how do I pay the bills?
Yeah.
And this is one of those.
With the Internet, it's really easy to do things for free and not get paid for it, as some artists have found out with their copyrighted material online.
Absolutely.
So, how have you reconciled that? I mean, are you secure with the way the Internet is, or how do you operate with it?
Okay, this is how I do it. Anything that I do that's parody-ish, because I don't have the rights to the song, I do it absolutely free. It's just a hobby. I don't charge anything. It's free. I have a whole page that people can go to, and they can download. I got like 40 Star Trek songs and a bunch of hilarious things that they can listen to and laugh. But I can't charge for any of that. It's got to be free.
Mm-hmm.
But when I write something myself, I can copyright that, and it's not hard to do it. On the Internet, you fill out a form, send the money, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And
where does the money go, Ray?
The money goes to the copyright people. I don't even know how to describe what they do and how they do that, but it's not really expensive. It's not huge. And really, I went through a company called CD Baby down in Portland.
Yeah.
They do – Melina Castle, who is a local artist here, did her CD with them. And I asked her a few questions, and I got a hold of them and talked to them. And they'll actually – they are like the middleman. I tried to get my stuff on iTunes by myself, and guess what? You can't do that.
Really?
You have to have a middleman. Get so many millions of
like
people.
Like a record company or something?
Right. You got to have somebody managing you. Okay. And, well, I don't have a manager. Goodness sakes, it's hard enough to manage myself. You know. So I went ahead and got a hold of CD Baby. We went through the whole process. You submit your music. They actually, for a fee, submit that music then out to all the digital distributors.
Oh, okay.
And then they give you an ID. Every one of the songs – this is funny. I learned so much doing this. Every one of the songs has its own ID number. So, therefore, if somebody plays it somewhere, I get royalties for that song.
Wow.
And, you know, they charge 99 cents on iTunes for a song. And out of that, I think I see 70 cents maybe.
Oh.
Maybe 60.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Well, yeah, but you got to sell like 100,000 of them to make any money.
No, but that's still a pretty good percentage. You know,
sure.
You've avoided a lot of middle people here.
Right. And I only ordered 100 actual physical CDs. But the rest of them are all digital. Most people nowadays, if you're over 35, you probably don't get a whole bunch of digital stuff. But if you're under 35, they don't even own CDs anymore. It's all digital download. They put it on a flash drive or on their MP3 player or their iPod.
Wow. I still like to have and hold a CD in my hand.
Too.
I'm a little older school that
I
way.
I do too.
I just feel so chipped when I download something and I don't have the album notes.
I know.
Are you doing vinyl? He talked
vinyl,
about being an old
vinyl. Fan. My kids don't even know what vinyl is.
Okay.
Actually, I do have some vinyl still left. I don't have a record player, but I do have vinyl.
If you bring it out on vinyl, I'll feel a little better.
So our Live at Nine guest is Rick Moyer, and a lot of people know Rick as a Hoquiamite for years, a youth pastor for quite a few years.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new CD. It's called Stargazer. And it's music to watch the stars.
The stars
it says everything right there in the title.
Yeah. Music so, to watch.
I want to know where your music, when you developed your musical talent, or do we go back to like fifth grade band, or when?
As a matter of fact, you can go way back to then. Okay. Fifth grade, I was introduced to the saxophone, the tenor saxophone.
Right, that's my daughter's.
Yep.
Right.
And I loved it. Oh my gosh, it was a whole new world. You could squawk up. My parents hated it, of course, but no, they really actually encouraged me.
Had you had piano lessons or anything?
I had not had anything. Right, I started playing that, and then I got interested in music. My brother had a collection of rock and roll, and I heard like Heart, Dog, and Butterfly, and all this stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So I started goofing around on our home piano, an old stand-up with the keys, you know, the ivory coming off and everything. And I would play for hours. My mom said I would come home from school, just play and play and play. I don't remember that, but I just goofed around. But I loved electronic sounds and stuff like that. So as time went on, I just started playing stuff by ear. I played saxophone. I knew how to read music.
Yeah, you know what the little dots were on the on the staff.
Yeah. And then my uncle gave me a 12-string guitar and taught me the House of the Rising Sun. Wow. There's about every basic rock chord is in the House of the Rising Sun.
You gotta love the animal.
Yeah, and there we go. I started playing that, and from there it was over. My folks bought me an electric guitar, an old Montgomery Ward's heater guitar.
Sure.
I bought a Crate amplifier from a music store locally here, and Roosevelt has always helped me out good.
Yeah.
And I started into to my world of music. I love every type of instrument. I play guitar, saxophone, piano,
pretty much. I mean, saxophone gave you a pretty good grounding in you know what those black things were on the page.
Oh yeah, I love marching band. It was so fun. Such a great time of marching band. I was a drum major for 2 years at Hoquiam. I don't look like it anymore, but at the time when you're marching, you work it all off.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
All right,
questions for Rick Moyer. Here we go. Your favorite key to play music in?
E.
E?
Yeah.
Okay. How many flats in E?
I don't know. I just play.
Your favorite artist that gives you inspiration?
Oh, gosh. That's
the
really
foundation for what you do now.
I really liked Pink Floyd. I liked how they mixed sound effects and electronic into rock and roll.
Alan Parsons.
Alan Parsons, that was my next one. Used to read Robert Heinlein books listening to Alan Parsons' project.
Mm-hmm. So
ELO.
You are very into the studio aspect of musicianship.
Yeah, I've done lots of live stuff, but I like the studio.
Which, that is an art form in itself, is it not?
Very much so, because you do things in much more stereo. There's a lot of subtleties that people that listen to it don't realize. I mean, sometimes you really like a song, and you don't know why. You just think it's catchy. But if you listen to it, if it's produced well, there's so many cool things inside. You have something going on in the right ear and something going on in the left ear, and the guitars are played double and then panned to the right and the left, and you just get this amazing feeling from it. You don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, as a studio guy, I know why.
Now you know as the producer. Yeah.
I love that. It just fascinates me.
Wow.
It's like painting with sound.
There you go. Very good way to put it.
And that's what I love to do.
Yeah. Stargazer, it's the name of the album. You can get it at CD Baby.
Mm-hmm. You can also get it on iTunes. You just go on to iTunes and type in Rick Moyer or Stargazer. You should find it under Rick Moyer.
And your website is what, Rick?
It's takehimwithyou.com.
Okay.
And then if they want to get the Stargazer album, they can do takehimwithyou.com/Stargazer.
You can go and check that out online as well. We get a lot of questions to ask of Rick this morning, including, when you write music like this, do you write it being that you have such a spiritual background? Does it come from there?
Do I bow my head and say, God, give me a song?
No, but
sometimes.
The foundation of it, does it set the tone for what it is that you do, or does it come from a variety of different places?
It depends. Most of the time it's kind of a spiritual thing, only because I consider music very spiritual. In other words, it's something that I think music inspires people, so it's inspirational, number one.
Yeah.
And then the atmosphere in which you do your stuff in, I just get these ideas. How do I communicate what I'm trying to say to people? Now, that's hard to do with instrumental music, but you can do it.
Yeah.
And I do both. So so I'd say it comes from various sources. Sometimes I just have, I'm going to do this song, and I just sit down. Sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes the music comes first. Most of the time, the music comes first.
We'll be back with Rick Moyer, KXRO Live 9.
Remember the December 2007 storm when hurricane force winds hit the coast? Don't get left in the dark this year. Call Stump Construction and Logging at 360-591-4449. Woody Stump, professional tree consultant, is available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for your convenience. From storm preparedness to cleanup after a storm, excavating, trucking, or to pre-site land clearing construction, call Stump Construction and Logging for top-notch service. Call Stump Logging and Construction at 591-4449 today for your free consultation. Licensed and bonded, Stump Construction will advise you on what you need to do to get ready. For peace of mind, it's time to get off the sofa, find that pen, and write this number down. 591-4449. That's 591-4449 for your free consultation. Call Woody at Stump Construction and Logging.
Sleepless nights, depression, anxiety. Not all wounds are physical. Military life can present challenges to service members and their families. Some are manageable, some are not. If you're having trouble coping, you are not alone. It takes courage to ask for help. An anonymous self-assessment is available online and by phone. Take the first step to healing. Visit militarymentalhealth.org or call 877-877-3647.
Our guest this morning, Rick Moyer, who has a new album out and getting some publicity called Stargazer, A Guide to Sky Watching, and your productions done at home. You're speaking to the world, and you're drawing from the world, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. To have an international audience in less than a year's time was really quite fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. Quick question here before we get to this cut of your latest production. How do you offer spiritual but not religious programming? How do you do that, Rick?
Well, there's a lot of people that won't set foot in a church.
Yes.
I mean, they just won't.
Yes.
And to me, it's not all about the ritual, even though I think ritual is cool in some sense. I mean, if you go to church, it's you're used to it.
Sure.
But if you've never gone to church before or you don't care for the church, there needs to be something for people, you know, to hear about God or to talk about their faith or something.
A higher power.
Yeah. And so what I've done is I don't mix any bones. I'm a Christian, so I talk about my
sure.
belief that.
Yeah.
And I don't rank on other religions or anything like that. And so I guess I don't get into the dogma of things. I'll read scripture and I'll talk about what it means to me. But I just talk about how faith has impacted my life. And if somebody wants to listen, that's their choice.
Boy, I don't hear any Bible-thumping Southern Baptist coming out of you.
Well, if you want me to, I can.
You can do that.
But I'm not really into that. So I wasn't reached that way. You know, I was reached by a rock and roll artist
yeah.
that was playing heavy metal guitar, and that's what caught my interest, and he talked about God.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure, gee whiz, there's got to be a way to convey your faith without being nasty and dogmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There is. You can just be you, talk about your faith, and people love to hear it. I've got people listening now that have never set foot in church and won't. And they download it and they take it with them. And that's, I mean, I had somebody, you ready for this? I did communion. I had never done that before over the internet. I did it
wow.
on my Thanksgiving special. And I had a lady in New York on her commute on the train take communion by drinking a hazelnut latte and a cookie because that's all she had. But the whole point of it was to remember and be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that. And so that's the type of things that I do that are very – just they're kind of out of the box.
Well, why not?
But they're serving a need. People need – they want something.
Why not? You have a new project for the holiday season. That's why I was talking about drawing off international and on the
internet. I do. I called on some of my friends that I'm on the sci-fi forum with. The Trexan Sci-Fi Forum is what I'm on. I listen to the Trexan Sci-Fi podcast with Rico Dosti every week. He's hilarious. Reviews Star Trek stuff, Star Wars, all this kind of stuff. Well, anyway, I met all these friends from around the world, and I got some folks from Texas and from England and from various places to do parts in A Christmas Carol drama. Now, I did that out at the church. People might around here might remember that.
Yeah.
But we had thousands of people come out for that, and where I played Ebenezer. And so I actually did it on audio this year and used voices from all around the world.
All right. Do you want to set this up for us?
Sure. I think what we're going to hear is the clip with Marley. Scrooge is confronted by Marley at his house after a long day of being greedy.
Time to retire for the evening. Oh, is there someone there? Show yourself. Champ, Marley, it can't be you.
Yes, it is me. must you carry on like this?
Ebenezer, you are a wicked man.
Jacob Marley, you are an illusion. Leave me alone. You are dead.
Ebenezer, I know what happened.
What do you mean? You know what happened?
Ebenezer, the poison you gave me. The poison. Oh!
No, this can't be real. I didn't kill you, Jacob.
Your wickedness has blinded your eyes, Ebenezer. You wanted the business for yourself. You wanted all the money.
Well, number one, I love the character voices. Number two, the production, just that haunting sound.
Oh, very fun, yeah. When I do the different, I actually have angels instead of spirits that come and visit visit him, and they're both very, all three are really, well, you'll just have to listen. It's very, it's riveting and very stereo and fun.
Where can we listen to it?
Well, what I did is I put it out as a four-part drama, which will be, you can download the whole thing the week before Christmas for free. But I'm doing a thing called the Scrooge Diaries, where we go and we talk to Scrooge, who is in prison for a crime he's committed. Mm-hmm. And he does, the whole story's told as a flashback. And it's called The Scrooge Diaries. So you can get that on the podcast every week if you go to takenwithyou.com. Leading up till Christmas. I just released the first one last Sunday. So they can get part one with the lamplighter and Bob Cratchit and all the different things. They can hear that first, and it's separated into four different parts.
What
and then at the end, we download the whole
Scrooge
thing.
Scrooge do to land in jail? He must have been very bad.
Well, in my story, I kind of twisted a little bit. And he's not so nice to Marley.
Taxes? No.
Death.
Well, you are such a creative guy.
I have a great time being creative.
Wow,
it's fun.
I mean, I'm thinking of these questions and going, boy, I don't know which one to ask you about. But you can see Rick online. You can go to takehimwithyou.com.
Mm-hmm. And they can listen live there, or they can download the podcast on there.
You have a great website.
It's a lot of fun.
Did you put this together?
You know, my friend Jerry Brown helped me with it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a great, great friend of mine, and he helped me with the website. Mm-hmm. And now I do all the production stuff and kind of put everything in where it's supposed to go.
A couple of questions. I know you are a sci-fi fan.
Oh, big time.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I like both. I always say, you know, I like Jean-Luc. He's pretty cool on the TNG thing, you know. So I say, make the Force so. And that will answer the question. I like both. I like Trek better.
Okay. Best Star Trek movie?
The new one, I think, was the best, but Wrath of Khan beats everything by far.
Ricardo Montalbán.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Anything you're particularly looking forward to during the holiday season?
You know, I'm just looking forward to everybody enjoying the Christmas drama. I think they're really going to like it. A lot of people, I had, 160 downloads in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So that means this week will be real busy for me, a lot of emails, a lot of things. So I'm just looking forward to that and spending time. My son's getting married, so we're going to spend time with him
and
his new wife, and we're excited.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you, Rick.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks for all you do for our community.
What's the holiday message from Rick Moyer?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Don't forget the reason
for the
season.
Keep the priorities straight.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too.
I'm Nick Young. Seattle police are trying to figure out how a man they thought they had cornered has managed to elude them. The search goes on for Maurice Clemens, believed to have gunned down four suburban police officers in China Coffee Shop yesterday morning. CBS News correspondent John Blackstone is in Seattle.
The suspected killer of four police officers is still on the loose. Overnight, police in Seattle believe they had Maurice Clemens trapped in a house they'd surrounded. But early this morning, heavily armed officers finally entered the building, and Clemens wasn't there.
Seattle Police Detective Jeff Kappel says the area is being thoroughly combed.
We have still a lot of officers on the scene here. We will continue to do neighborhood search.